This is Crane Blanchard at Joseph1637.com. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Part 6, Chapter 2, A Life of Prayer. God gave us a part in building the kingdom of heaven. Our part is prayer, Romans 10:17. God is moved by our prayer to bring results to earth, Matthew 6:9-13. The Lord's Prayer says, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6:10. Jesus was showing the disciples how to pray. So when we pray, God will bring the answer down to earth. Because He does, people are healed, saved, delivered, or receive what they need to have. My prayer life developed to a point where I was talking to God all the time, Romans 1:20, Colossians 1:15. People would look at me strangely because I was carrying on a conversation with no one they could see. Prayer allows you to enter the presence of God, and you can stay if you like. Most prayers are short and sweet, not staying in God's presence any length of time. But God wants us to stay in His presence. He wants to fellowship with His children. If you look at the Bible, God has always been trying to do this from the beginning. 1 John 1:3. The one thing that God has said is that He will not share His glory with any man. Isaiah 42:8. Then what are we doing with prayer? Why should we pray unceasingly? As new converts, we should pray, James 1:5. God answers our prayer. He does this because we are babies in the Lord. God is taking care of His young children. He shows us what we can do if we pursue Him. God is teaching us how to pray, Matthew 6:9-13. If you listen to children pray, they don't say much, but what they say is from the heart. And therein is the power of God. If we pray with our hearts, we don't have to say much to God to hear us and answer. 1 John 5:14-15. When I came to the Lord, I found out that I had authority over spiritual things. Luke 10:9. I knew that I had weapons to change things. I began to seek and destroy the works of the devil wherever I found them. I found that I could, at the name of Jesus, chase the devil out of my presence. Philippians 2:10. God stopped me one day and asked what I was doing. I told Him that I was casting out devils. He said, No, what you're doing is following the devil. He told me to stop doing this and to follow Him. He said, When you run across them, then cast them out. So I stopped following Satan and I began to follow God wherever He led me. Ephesians 5:1-2. I learned that God's tools could be used as weapons. 2 Corinthians 10:1-5. Since the beginning of time, man has used everything to defend himself. It started with a rock, then sticks, then stones, water, trees, axes, swords, spears, poison, ropes, gunpowder, rifles, and cannons. Weapons of every shape and size have been used for destruction. There has been a nationwide debate about guns and gun control. It's been going on for 40 years. I don't think people will ever make up their minds on this subject. But all these weapons cannot defend you against a spiritual attack of the devil. A spiritual attack is fought on a different plane, but has some of the same results. People have gotten sick and died because of these attacks. Yet most people don't see or understand the battle. They cry out to God for help because they are under a spiritual attack of the devil. I have had more people ask me to pray for them. I have never refused anyone, but more than that, God wants the individual to pray through the situation. You must and use your spiritual authority to become proficient. God began to teach me how to use prayer as a weapon. He started with small things like teaching me how to receive healing for a headache. Then I moved on to prayer that were for larger things like the weather. It came at no surprise that I was developing my prayer life. I could accomplish more in the kingdom of God, as the Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, 2 Corinthians 10:4. Again, in Ephesians 6. You have just heard part 6 of chapter 2, A Life of Prayer. Please stay tuned for more, the next part of Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at Joseph 1637, praying that you have a blessed day.